Welcome to the Wine Trails Podcast from Artisan Wine Tours, Sonoma Valley, California. The next time you're in a winery, listen carefully. You might hear a mechanical sound like this pump. And you might hear the rhythm of a heartbeat. Here in Sonoma County's Russian River District, we found the story of the owner and winemaker of Motion Vineyards. Rick Motion decided many years ago to listen to his heart.
Anyone drinks a good bottle of Pinot and you go, wow, this is a wine that I want to experience again. And a very fickle grape, hard to grow, hard to make the wine, and can drive most winemakers crazy. And I just pursued that varietal because it was my favorite wine at the time. And Russian River is, I think, one of the most consistent Pinot Noir areas in the United States.
And so our story begins. 25 years ago, Huey Lewis was on the radio, and Rick Motion was teaching mathematics at San Jose State University. He had one foot in the classroom and the other in a vineyard. All the while, he had the notion that someday he could make great wine.
The home winemaking started when I was working in a store in San Jose. It was called Wine Supply West, and they sold home wine and beer equipment. And I was working at the store brokering grapes. And of course, I made wine in my garage. Pretty soon, my garage was filled with wine.
It wasn't long before he could see himself owning a vineyard and winery.
As making wine, you've fallen in love with the whole appeal of being in vineyards and making wine and sharing wine. It's just something that not very many people can pursue just because it's cost prohibitive and takes a lot of work. People aren't aware of how much work is really involved.
He was on a course to eventually purchase four different vineyards near the Russian River. And oh, does he love being a farmer.
You wake up in the morning and farm when it's nice and cool, and then you're back at it at night. And you farm until the job's done. And we have about 23 acres here. And for a single person in those days, it was a large part of my life.
But as Rick worked the land to ensure the highest quality grapes, there was that other big hurdle on the way to realizing his dream, building a state-of-the-art winery.
They don't loan a teacher money, and I wasn't about to get investors.
So he raised the cash on his own and dove in big time.
This was summer in between classes while I was teaching. Bought $250,000 worth of heavy equipment and started digging. And we moved about 3,000 cubic yards of dirt. One summer, I put in the whole septic system and leach field lines and all the underground, the fire, got the water in. A couple of the big retaining walls were poured.
When it was finished...
Well, it feels great. I got a lot of gray hair from it.
He now has the exact facility he envisioned.
I've made the winery, built the winery to produce Pinot Noir. It's designed, all the tanks and the equipment, especially for Pinot.
In production, Rick has at least a dozen different lots of Pinot Noir.
We make most of our wines in Burgundian style. We're not trying to manipulate the grape and make it something that it's not. We're trying to capture everything that the grape has and get it into a bottle so that when a consumer buys a bottle, they can taste all of these, you know, wonderful components. We harvest on maturity, not ripeness, so we're trying to get real bright flavor and capture acidity instead of going for the really ripe, high-sugar, shriveled grapes that a lot of other winemakers desire. And so I end up picking a couple weeks earlier than most people, and then what I do is cold fermentations and natural process. You know, we are doing some natural yeast. We do our gravity flow, which minimizes oxidation, allows us to make wines at a little bit lower sulfur levels. So because of the acidity, the wines are lower pH and thus a little more stable in the bottle.
Yet for all the planning and the analytical thinking, a farmer is always vulnerable. In Sonoma County, the 2008 crop suffered the worst frost damage in 30 years.
Yeah, we had about some vineyards 50% frost damage in 2008. The one vineyard in particular didn't have frost protection and never had frost damage and was in an area that normally doesn't get frost, and it froze.
But this former mathematics instructor took it in stride.
It's Mother Nature. What are you going to do? It's okay. We'll survive.
There is one other important detail in our story of success, and it seems fitting that for a man who's put so much heart into his work, that Rick would meet Amber. They married in 2007 and now work together every day. It wasn't easy, but Rick Motion's dream came true. And it may well be possible for you to walk through the winery at Motion Vineyards and hear the beat of two hearts. Hi, this is Lynn Durling with Artisan Wine Tours, Napa Valley in Sonoma County, California. The next time you're planning a trip to the wine districts of Northern California, feel free to check out our website, artisanwinetours.com, for fabulous suggestions and feature stories on terrific places to visit. For a luxurious, personalized wine tour planned just for you, give us a call at 877-414-2021. Artisan Wine Tours, intimate wine and culinary adventures, your path, your style.